Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Thai and Cambodian leaders agree to renew ceasefire after deadly border clashes, says US President Donald Trump. India's resolution on strengthening global wildfire management adopted at 7th session of UN Environment Assembly in Nairobi. European Union freezes Russian assets indefinitely to ensure funds can be used to support Ukraine. In Squash World Cup, India to take on Egypt in semi-finals in Chennai today. And football fever grips Kolkata as Argentine legend Lionel Messi arrives in city, kicking off 3-day GOAT India tour. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-nation visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman beginning Monday. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, Secretary South in the Ministry of External Affairs, Dr. Nina Malhotra said, the Prime Minister will visit Jordan from the 15th to the 16th of this month at the invitation of King Abdullah bin Al-Hussein. She said this will be Prime Minister Modi's first visit to Jordan, coinciding with the 75th year of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Dr. Malhotra emphasized that India and Jordan share strong economic ties, with India being Jordan's third largest trading partner.
India and Jordan share warm and friendly relations marked by mutual trust and goodwill. The relationship spans across sectors, including political, economic, defense, and strong people-to-people ties. India and Jordan also share strong economic ties, with India being the third largest trading partner of Jordan, and the bilateral trade between the two countries is valued at $2.8 billion.
Secretary Consular Passport, Visa and Overseas Indian Affairs Arun Kumar Chatterjee said, on the final leg of his tour, the Prime Minister will visit Oman from the 17th to 18th of December. He said the Prime Minister will be accompanied by a high-level delegation.
Prime Minister will hold comprehensive review of the entire spectrum of the bilateral relations with his Sultan of Oman and also exchange perspectives on regional and international issues of mutual interest. He is expected to address business leaders from both the countries at a business forum and also address the Indian community in Oman during the visit.
Three members of the U.S. House of Representatives have introduced a resolution to overturn President Donald Trump's national emergency declaration that enabled tariffs of up to 50% on imports from India. The resolution called the measures illegal and harmful to American workers, consumers, and bilateral ties. The lawmaker said the duties imposed under emergency powers in August are illegal, damage U.S.-India ties, and raise costs for American consumers. India's resolution on strengthening the global management of wildfires was adopted at the 7th session of the United Nations Environment Assembly or UNEA7 in Nairobi, Kenya yesterday. The resolution moved by India received wide support from member states, reaffirming global recognition of the urgent need to address the rising threat of wildfires worldwide. In a statement, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said, India underlined that wildfires have emerged as one of the most pressing environmental challenges globally. The resolution aims to strengthen international cooperation and coordinated action for wildfire management. US President Donald Trump has said that Thailand and Cambodian leaders have once again agreed to immediately renew their ceasefire agreement following a week of deadly border clashes that have killed 20 people and led to the displacement of around 500,000. President Trump, in a social media post, credited his personal intervention for the accord, as well as Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim's assistance. Mr. Trump said he had a good phone conversation with Thailand Prime Minister Anuttin Charanwirakul and Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet, and both the leaders agreed to a ceasefire. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back to World News. Kolkata is buzzing with excitement as football icon Lionel Messi arrived in the city in the wee hours today to begin his much-anticipated 3-day GOAT India tour. Thousands of fans braved the December chill to catch a glimpse of the football legend as he arrived at the airport.
Messi!
In Kolkata, eight-time Ballon d'Or winner is expected to attend several events, including a meet-and-greet session and virtually unveiling a 70-feet statue being installed in his honour at the Sri Bhumi Sporting Club in Lake Town before leaving for Hyderabad. Meanwhile, Hyderabad has geared up to host Argentine football legend this evening. Our correspondent reports that Telangana police have made elaborate security arrangements for his public engagements.
Argentine football legend Lionel Messi will make an appearance at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Uppal later this evening. As per the organizers, Messi will be reaching Hyderabad by 7:30 p.m. from Kolkata and will play an exhibition match, among other things, in a packed itinerary. The exhibition event will have two teams, one led by Messi and the other by Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy. The organizers are calling it the Goat Cup, and Messi will present two cups, one for each team. Messi also will do a football clinic and play with 24 children across the stadium. 60% of them are unprivileged children from across Telangana state. Messi is set to take part in a parade alongside two other football stars, Luis Suarez and Rodrigo De Paul, and it will be followed by a felicitation ceremony. The Telangana police have made elaborate security arrangements in and around Uppal Stadium. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
The Argentine superstar's visit marks his return to India after 14 years. The tour will also take him to Mumbai and New Delhi. The European Union has indefinitely frozen Russia's assets in Europe to ensure that Hungary and Slovakia, both with Moscow-friendly governments, can't be preventing the billions of euros from being used to support Ukraine. Using a special procedure meant for economic emergencies, the EU blocked the assets till Russia gives up its war on Ukraine and compensates its neighbor for the heavy damage that it has inflicted for almost 4 years. This marks a crucial step, enabling EU leaders to discuss at next week's summit how to utilize tens of billions of euros in Russian assets held at Belgian bank Euroclear to fund a substantial loan aimed at supporting Ukraine's financial and military requirements over the next 2 years. EU Council President Antonio Costa will chair the summit on the 18th of this month. The move also prevents the assets, estimated to a total around 210 billion euros, from being used in any negotiations to end the war without European approval. Iran has arrested Nobel Peace Prize laureate Narges Mohammadi. Her Paris-based foundation said she was detained during a memorial ceremony for a human rights lawyer, Khosrow Alikordi, who was recently found dead under disputed circumstances. Media reports said supporters had warned for months that 53-year-old Nobel laureate was at risk of being put back into prison after she received a furlough in December 2024 over medical concerns. Mohammadi was expected to return to prison afterwards, but she had remained on furlough until yesterday's arrest. She has spent most of the past 2 decades as an inmate of Tehran's notorious Evin prison. One of Iran's most prominent human rights activists, Mohammadi, won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2023. The Norwegian Nobel Committee has condemned the arrest, calling it brutal and demanding that Iranian authorities clarify her whereabouts, ensure her safety, and release her immediately. Second seed India will take on defending champions Egypt in the semi-finals of Squash World Cup in Chennai today. Top seeds Hong Kong will face Japan in the other semi-final. India stormed into the last four with a commanding 3-0 victory over 7 seed South Africa, while Egypt eased past Australia 3-0 in the quarterfinals yesterday. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. Thai and Cambodian leaders agree to renew ceasefire after deadly border clashes, says President Trump. India's resolution on strengthening global wildfire management adopted at 7th session of UNEA in Nairobi. EU freezes Russian assets indefinitely to ensure funds can be used to support Ukraine. In Squash World Cup, India to take on Egypt in semi-finals in Chennai today. And football fever grips Kolkata as Argentine legend Lionel Messi arrives in the city, kicking off 3-day GOAT India tour. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.